and welcome to Business English Pros. In part one of this series, we discuss the importance and benefits of mastering small talk in business English for non-native English speakers. This time, let's focus on a practical guide with numerous examples to help you effortlessly engage in small talk and establish valuable connections at international events and everyday situations. Expanding on small talk topics. To make your small talk more engaging and relevant, let's explore some topics further and provide detailed examples. Number one, the weather. Do you prefer warm weather or cold weather? I heard there's going to be a typhoon this weekend. Do they scare you? It's raining quite heavily today. Do you still enjoy outdoor activities even in this weather? 2. Current events. What's your opinion on the new government policy changes? I saw a news story about a major AI tech breakthrough. Have you heard about it? Did you catch the recent NBA event on TV? What did you think of it? Number 3. Work-related topics. What inspired you to join your current company or industry? Do you have any upcoming projects you're excited about? How have your experiences in this industry helped you grow professionally? Number 4. Hobbies and interests. Have you traveled to any interesting places recently? What books or podcasts do you enjoy in your free time? Are you a food enthusiast? What type of cuisine do you prefer? Breaking the ice at international events. Number 1. Mention the event. This is a great conference, right? Which presentation did you find the most engaging? Number 2. Ask about travel. Where did you travel from to attend this event? How was your trip? Number 3. Refer to the location or venue. This venue is so beautiful. Have you been here before? Number 4. Offer food or drink. There's a great selection of drinks here. Can I get you something? Number 5. Discuss a shared connection. I noticed you're friends with John. How did you two meet? Breaking the ice in casual situations. Number 1. Compliment their appearance. I love your shoes. Where did you get them? Number 2. Ask for assistance. Excuse me, could you help me with directions to the nearest coffee shop? Number 3. Share a unique observation. Have you noticed the interesting art on the walls of this cafe? Number 4. Discuss your environment. What's your favorite thing about living in this city? Number 5. Offer a genuine smile. Smiling can be a simple yet powerful way to initiate a conversation. Small talk examples for networking with English speakers. Number 1. Expanding on mutual interests. You mentioned you love hiking. Have you been on any interesting trails lately? So you're also interested in marketing. What do you think about the new trends in digital marketing? Number 2. Seeking professional advice. As someone experienced in this field, do you have any advice for newcomers? How do you keep up with changes in the industry? Are there any resources you recommend? Number 3. Exploring collaboration opportunities. Our companies seem to have a common goal. How could we collaborate to benefit both of us? I've heard great things about your team's work. Is there a way we can create synergy between our projects? Number 4. Connecting outside of work. I'm always looking for new restaurants to try. Do you have any favorites in town? I know you're a fan of live music. Are there any upcoming events in the city that you're excited about? Remember that practice is key to mastering small talk. All these examples are just a way to practice small talk. You need to adapt them to your own situation. Use them to create your own style. Always stay aware of cultural differences and adapt your approach accordingly. By incorporating these tips and examples into your conversations, you'll successfully navigate any networking situation, establish meaningful connections, and advance your professional endeavors. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow us for more exciting episodes to help you improve your business English communication skills.